Hello and welcome to another special hour of Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, DJ Aves, and today is not going to be like our typical show. I'm going to be doing a lot more talking than usual. What's more, you might not come away from this episode feeling good because we're about to take a dive into the economic and political realities of this country. However, there will still be music interlaced throughout the hour, and all of it will relate to today's theme. So I'm going to start off by making a statement that you may initially disagree with. The biggest issue facing America today is how political campaigns are financed and the laws surrounding campaign contributions. You may be saying to yourself, wait a second, what about climate change? Or police and prison reform? How about a lack of universal health care? Or a failing criminal justice system? But if you look at the root of all these issues, you'll find they harken back to one thing. Money. The same money that fuels politicians is the money siphoned by private insurers and pharmaceutical companies. The same money that gives political campaigns that financial boost is the money generated by oil and gas companies with record profits. The same money that political action committees so often rely on is the same money that private prisons make from our broken criminal justice system. We live in a country that is run by corporations, and as long as we equate money to speech, the status quo will remain.
Thank you. cruising for bruising.
Alright, let's talk about why in the 1990s Wall Street got deregulated. Did it have anything to do with the fact that Wall Street provided, spent billions of dollars on lobbying and campaign contributions? Well, some people might think, yeah, that had some influence. Let's ask why it is that we pay by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs, and your medicine can be doubled tomorrow, and there's nothing that the government can do to stop it. You think it has anything to do with the huge amounts of campaign contributions and lobbying from the fossil fuel industry? Let's talk about climate change. Do you think there is a reason why not one Republican has the guts to recognize that climate change is real and that we need to transform our energy system? Do you think it has anything to do with the Koch brothers and ExxonMobil pouring huge amounts of money into the political system? That is what goes on in America. There is a reason why these people are putting huge amounts of money into our political system. And in my view, it is undermining American democracy, and it is allowing Congress to represent wealthy campaign contributors and not the working families.
Hello and welcome back. We first heard Money by Pink Floyd, followed by remarks from Bernie Sanders at the 2016 Democratic presidential debate, and then Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. When we left off, we were talking about legalized bribery, otherwise known as political campaign contributions. As it stands, campaign finance in America is a corrupted system which has a foothold on all aspects of American life. While this has been an issue over the past century, in the last 12 years, it has been supercharged all thanks to one particular Supreme Court case, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. What was this landmark ruling? According to the Brennan Center for Justice, a nonpartisan law and policy institute, a conservative nonprofit group called Citizens United challenged campaign finance rules after the FEC stopped it from promoting and airing a film criticizing presidential candidate Hillary Clinton too close to the presidential primaries. A 5-4 majority of the Supreme Court sided with Citizens United, ruling that the corporations and other outside groups can spend unlimited money on elections. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote that limiting independent political spending from corporations and other groups violates the First Amendment right to free speech. As a result, corporations can now spend unlimited funds on campaign advertising if they are not formally coordinating with a candidate or political party. And out of this disaster of a ruling, along with SpeechNow.org versus the FEC, another court case which built upon Citizens United, the Super PAC was born. The FEC defines a Super PAC as an independent expenditure-only political committee that may receive unlimited contributions from individuals, corporations, labor unions, and other political action committees for the purpose of financing independent expenditures and other political activity. While super PACs cannot donate directly to the political candidates or coordinate with candidates, they can have a tremendous influence over an election, and politicians know this. Additionally, much of the money contributed to the PACs is dark money, meaning the origins of the money is unknown. This, of course, distorts the transparency in elections, something which is essential for a democracy to thrive. But hey, at least the struggling billion-dollar corporations finally get increased representation, right?
All I wanna do is make your money. secrecy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Essentially, would say anything goes. There are no rules in terms of how to finance campaigns. There aren't a lot of functioning democracies around the world that work this way, where you can basically have millionaires and billionaires bankrolling whoever they want, however they want, in some cases undisclosed. And what it means is ordinary Americans are shut out of the process. And Democrats aren't entirely innocent of this in the past. And, you know, I had to raise a lot of money for my campaign. So there's nobody who operates in politics that has perfectly clean hands on this issue. But what is also true is that all of us should bind ourselves to some rules that say the people who vote for us should be more important than somebody who's spending $1 million, $10 million, or $100 million to help us get elected. Because we don't know what their agendas are. We don't know what their interests are. And I continue to believe that Citizens United contributed to some of the problems we're having in Washington right now. You know, you have some ideological extremist who has a big bankroll, and they can entirely skew our politics. And there are a whole bunch of members of Congress right now who privately will tell you, I know our positions are unreasonable, but we're scared that if we don't go along with the Tea Party agenda or the some particularly extremist agenda, that we'll be challenged from the right. And the threats are very explicit. And so they toe the line. And that's part of why we've seen a breakdown of just normal routine business done here in Washington on behalf of the American people.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job. Nine to five, working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. To step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit.
It's up.
That was former President Barack Obama responding to a question about the Citizens United ruling at a White House press conference in 2013, sandwiched between Paper Planes by Mia and 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Earlier, I mentioned how money is treated like speech. Due to Citizens United, money being the equivalent to speech has been codified into American law. So, money is speech. Now what do we do? Well, if I'm a corporation, then I have millions of dollars at my disposal, and that's millions of dollars worth of speech. But as a private individual, tough luck, you just have less speech, and you have less representation, so suck it up. This idea is so counter to the fundamentals of a democracy, and so wonder how such a ruling could be passed. However, when the politicians who appoint justices are so beholden to the will of corporations opposed to their constituents, it makes sense why corporations' interests come first. So, are corporations people? When fracking companies flood cities' water supplies with carcinogens and gas, leading to the devastation of the public water system, do they go to jail? When BP's gross negligence led to the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010 that not only polluted the Gulf of Mexico, but also killed 11 rig workers, did BP get the death penalty? They just get fined. Corporations don't deal with the consequences, repercussions, and responsibilities which individuals do, yet they have the same rights as an American citizen? This is a broken system.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Is it just inevitable that we're now in a period where money is going to be playing this dominant role in American politics?
I'm afraid, at least for the time being, that's going to be the case because of the most misguided, naive, uninformed, egregious decision of the United States Supreme Court, I think, in the 21st century, to somehow view money as not having an effect on election, a corrupting effect on election, flies in the face of reality. I just wish one of them had run for county sheriff. So what we are,
you mean one of the justices,
one of the five Supreme Court justices that voted to invalidate what we know of as McCain-Feingold. Look, I guarantee you, Judy, there will be scandals. There is too much money washing around political campaigns today, and it will take scandals, and then maybe we can have the Supreme Court go back and revisit this issue. Remember, the Supreme Court rules on constitutionality, so just passing another law doesn't get it. So I'm afraid we're in for a very bleak period in American politics. You know, we all talk about, and you just did, about how much money is in the presidential campaign. Suppose there's a Senate campaign in a small state and 10 people to get together and decided to contribute $10 million each. You think that wouldn't affect that Senate campaign?
This question of campaign money highlighted today by this, the announcement that there's a huge amount of money coming in from one donor in the state of Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Adelson, who gave large amounts of money to the Gingrich campaign, and much of Mr. Adelson's casino profits that go to him come from his casino in Macau.
Which says what?
Which says that obviously, maybe in a roundabout way, foreign money is coming into an American campaign, political campaigns.
Because of the profits at the casinos in Macau.
Yes, that is a great deal of money. And again, we need a level playing field, and we need to go back to the realization that Teddy Roosevelt had, that we have to have a limit on the flow of money, and that corporations are not people. That's why we have different laws that govern corporations than govern individual citizens. And so to say that corporations are people, again, flies in the face of all the traditional Supreme Court decisions that we have made that have been made in the past.
Took us when I hit the ground. In the black, a dog has been beat too much till you. kids' lives have been put on hold. Getting them thriving again safely starts with protecting them from COVID-19 and dangerous new variants. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider, or by visiting getvaccineanswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Academy of Pediatrics.
So we just heard Royals by Lorde, followed by a PBS NewsHour interview with former Senator of Arizona John McCain in 2012, and then Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. So, what's the way forward? How can we attempt to bring balance back to a system which fails to protect the people that is in place for? There are a few possible solutions. For the time being, it doesn't look like overturning the case in the Supreme Court is an option. With a conservative, hyper-ideological 6-3 majority, there's essentially no chance for this route of repair. However, the Brennan Institute offers several alternative solutions. Firstly, we can have publicly funded elections that would help counter the influence of extremely wealthy people by empowering small donors. Specifically, a system that matches small dollar donations with public funds would expand the role of small donors and help candidates rely less on big checks and special interests. In recent years, public financing has gained support across the United States, and as of 2018, 24 municipalities in 14 states have enacted some form of public financing, and at least 124 winning congressional candidates voiced support for public financing in the 2018 midterm election cycle. Lawmakers on the national, state, and local level can also push to increase transparency in election spending. For example, the Disclose Act, which has been introduced several times in Congress, would strengthen disclosure and disclaimer requirements, enabling voters to know who is trying to influence their vote. Congress could also pass stricter rules to prevent super PACs and other outside groups from coordinating directly with campaign and political parties. Fixing the U.S. election system will also require fixing the FEC. For example, FEC rules do not even include the term super PAC, and has declined to find violations or even open an investigation in high-profile allegations of coordination. The agency fails to enforce federal disclosure laws, and that has helped allow dark money to pour into U.S. federal elections since 2010. Finally, addressing the impacts of Citizens United require building a movement in favor of campaign finance reform. There's public support for such reform, and in recent polls, 94% of Americans blamed wealthy political donors for political dysfunction, and 77% of registered voters said that reducing the influence of special interests and corruption in Washington was either the most or very important factor in deciding their vote for Congress.
Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country, is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the f***ing money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
Thunder,
brimstone,
That was Revolution by Bob Marley, preceded by an excerpt of George Carlin's stand-up, and Uprising by Muse. It looks like we have reached the end of the hour once again. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. This has been another hour of Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, DJ Aves, and we're going to finish off with something that's going to make us feel a little bit better, some Jack Johnson. So thank you for listening. I'll be off next week for Tufts Spring Break, but I'll see you the week after that.
Well, you win, it's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in, how many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch, oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we saw. They got this and that with a rattle attack test and one, two, man, what you gonna do? Bad news, missed you. Got too much to lose. Give me some truth now. Whose side are we on? Whatever you say, turn on the boob tube. I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. And by the way, now, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. Sitting round feeling far away, so far away, but I can feel the debris.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.